A study of the data from the large-scale Phase 3 clinical trial evaluating the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine published yesterday showed that around 0.6% of people who received the shot had some form of allergic reaction during the testing, compared to about 0.5% in the group that were given a placebo. So there was a genuine excess of allergic reaction, but this was small and the true rate is not known. And there is a lot of uncertainty around that estimate. Evans said, the only thing that is contraindicated that this vaccine, meaning you mustn't have it, is hypersensitivity to the vaccine or any of the excipients, other things in the vaccine. But some people won't know if they have hypersensitivity to some constituents of the vaccine. The MHRA will now conduct an investigation to fully understand the allergic reactions experienced by the two NHS workers and their causes. Individuals like the two NHS workers who need to carry EpiPens are at an increased risk of an allergic reaction from vaccines compared to the general population without a history of severe allergy, Dr. Penny Ward, a professor of pharmaceutical medicine at King's College London, said in a statement. Previous epidemiological studies of anaphylaxis suggest that an anaphylactic reaction might be observed within a community in up to 30 out of 100,000 people followed over a year, by chance alone, she said. As these two events occurred in people with a history of severe allergy, it is sensible of the MHRA to draw attention to these reports and to suggest that individuals with a history of severe allergy not receive the vaccine at this time.